Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
Wow. You know, I thought we were okay. I thought we were out of the woods with the thirsty dead.
What the fuck are you talking about? I was like,
this is the worst it gets. It's fine. You know, thirsty dead was bad, but we'll get to a better one. We'll find a diamond in the rough again.
Will, it was better.
Not by much.
You sure?
Yeah. I think we'll have more to talk about this time because I don't think it'll be as short of an episode.
But I think, Will, this movie will haunt you.
It already has begun haunting me because I can't...
For a very long time.
And I guess you could say a overblown amount of time. You know, 500,000 years after watching that 5-minute scene. You watch that scene once and you're cursed.
They get you, Will. That's a mark of great filmmaking.
The 5-minute slow-mo death scene.
That's a mark of great filmmaking.
We'll get to that, though.
Because they get you.
Let's begin by first saying we watched Devil... Not The Devil. It's just Devil Times 5.
Yes. Also known as People Toys. Also known as The Horrible House on the Hill. Also known as Tantrums.
Tantrums?
Tantrums.
I guess they do have tantrums, so I guess
this whole movie
sense.
Is a tantrum.
Do you like kids in your films? I don't.
Do you like homicidal kids in your films?
Sometimes.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, Children of the Corn was okay, but...
Yeah, this is
wasn't
no
great, but this was no Children of the Corn. That's an actual competent movie.
Or oh god.
Or
I'm not even gonna...
The Omen.
Oh yeah, The Omen.
Or The Bad
Seed. Village of the Damned.
The Bad Seed, which is debatable whether it's a good movie or not. I like it, but
yeah, this is not that.
No, this is not competent enough to be those movies.
No. Even though it desperately wants to be edgy.
Boy, this director was trying to be as edgy as fuck.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? I'm going to throw a bunch of slow-mo scenes. I'm going to do a bunch of, like, you know, we're going to do some, like, Dutch angles. We're going to do some really dark shots. I'm going to, one scene, what we're going to do is we're going to go black and white. Okay? And then we're going to have slow-mo for the entire scene.
They almost got us.
They almost did.
But, unfortunately, the schlock arises. They couldn't keep it down.
What's really funny, and before we get into the review, what's really funny is
Everything?
I was like, well, yeah. I was actually kind of, like, hopeful at the beginning, because I didn't absolutely hate the very, very, very beginning.
Yeah.
It's when the kids came on that I was just like, oh, this is horrendous.
Oh, you mean when the plot came on?
Yeah, when the plot finally kicked in, it was just like, okay, this is stupid.
The whole reason the movie exists?
It fell off the rails.
Did it?
Well, I mean, it never was really on the rails.
It's more that once the kids came on, you realize that the people making this are absolutely clueless.
On how to make movies?
On how to make, like, scary movies or even, like, disturbing movies.
I was not scared for one second.
No, I wasn't
I don't think I was even disturbed.
It's a movie about kids murdering people, and I am not even remotely fazed.
Yeah,
and that's a sign of great filmmaking right there.
Yep.
You got 5 kids murdering people, and you don't even care? That's just great filmmaking.
Yeah,
that's how you know you pulled it
off,
boy.
You have zero emotions about... little kids killing grown adults. Yeah, it's true. Okay, so I guess we gotta get kind of into the nitty gritty of this, huh?
Unfortunately. Alright. Devil Times 5.
So, it starts out with this just god-awful, like... Sorry, I just gotta grab something.
Van?
Starts with this fucking stupid-ass, like, ice cream truck music.
Yeah.
Something
kids,
like
Will.
That?
Children. Babies.
Babbies. Yes.
Babbies, yes.
The babbies.
So you get this, like, ice cream truck music as this van is, like, driving through the mountains.
Yeah.
And then we get a car pulls up to, like, a house. some guy gets out and starts talking to this woman, and they're a couple.
Yep, and he's talking about how there's a job up in the mountains, and apparently it's her father.
Yeah.
And she's saying, well, like, don't disappoint Papa Doc. Now, you're not going to forget Papa Doc's name, because they say Papa Doc all the goddamn time.
Papa Doc's it's like name Barnes, is very important.
It's like Barnstable.
Yeah.
They say Barnes. Every time Papa they Doc. Mention Papa Doc, they have to say his full Papa Doc name.
Because he's a doctor, I guess?
Mm-mm. Remember, he said he's not. He said he's not a doctor.
But he owns like a sanatorium.
Yeah.
Or something like. Whatever. Papa Doc.
So, they're talking about don't disappoint Papa Doc and all that stuff because they're gonna go meet with him about this job up in the mountains, and then we get a couple driving in a van, or what we assume is a couple or something, driving in a van down.
We just see two people driving in a van.
The van that we saw at the beginning.
Yes.
And it's driving down, and then for no reason whatsoever, it just starts None. Swerving all over the road.
And we get some wonderful Looney Tunes footage.
Oh, yes.
Of a sped-up footage of this van.
It's beautiful. I was laughing.
And eventually, for, again, no reason whatsoever, the van fucking drives off the road and down this, like, cliff.
No.
And it starts rolling down.
But not just any roll.
Well, at first, it's normal.
Then it starts slowing. Then, slow-mo.
Then Zack Snyder comes in to direct, and we get this slow motion shot of this van slowly coming down the hill, and it just hits a tree, and that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Why did he crash? I don't know. I thought that there might be an explanation later. There still is no explanation. Who cares?
It shows the couple for a minute, and then it shows the kids. At the crash scene, like, stealing stuff off the bodies, and they're saying, like, how no one survived.
One of them is this kid dressed up like a military, like a soldier.
And every single time it shows him, it does like the
marching band stuff.
Yeah, it's like a marching band.
It's fucking annoying.
It is annoying as shit.
And every time he talks like a general would.
And every time it shows, like...
We will rendezvous at 0600 hours and things like that.
And every time it shows the kids, it does that annoying-ass ice cream truck music.
Unless it's specifically showing him.
Mm-hmm.
Then it does that... It's fucking annoying as shit.
Yeah, it really is.
And it just doesn't fucking stop. It's like, we get it, dude. We get it. He's fucking thinks he's a soldier. You don't have to keep doing it. But no, they keep doing it.
So they, kids are stealing, like, stealing from the bodies and everything. And then it keeps cutting with, like, them, the couple, meeting Papa Doc at the, like, a resort.
And it shows one of the kids, like, she's dressed like a nun. They call her sister.
And she's, like, praying over something.
Over the dead bodies.
Yep, and, like... You know, while they're still taking stuff. And then it turns out one of the kids was alive. I guess they were trying to allude that kid made the van crash.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe, because he said he was stuck in there.
Yeah, because they fucking flipped down the mountain like 50 times.
Yeah. How is he still alive?
When did they ever allude that he made them crash?
Because he said, I'm still alive in here.
Yeah, because they thought he was dead. What, how does that allude to anything, Will? Explain to me! Explain it, boy! Explain yourself!
Explain it!
You ain't got shit!
You have no grounds!
You have nothing! Goodbye, sir!
So, Papa Doc explains that there's a job up in the mountains, and they're gonna go stay at, like, his mansion or whatever up in the mountains.
Yes, they are.
And so they go there, and they start...
Okay, Papa Doc is an asshole.
Yes.
Let's get that out of the way.
They've established him as an asshole. He's like your stereotypical, like, big boss asshole
so
guy.
He can't, like, hold a conversation without mentioning how he, like, did everything on his own, and he didn't ask for any help from anybody.
And he bosses blah, blah, people blah. Around and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, they're just establishing him as a dickhead.
Yeah.
So they go to the house with Papa Doc.
Also, important to mention. Executive in charge of production.
On the credits. Not executive producer.
Yeah, you know...
An executive in charge of direct...
production.
Production.
I've never seen a movie that has that. Neither have I. But apparently we wanted to be special.
I've never seen a... This movie has a lot of firsts for me.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
One in particular that you know what I'm talking
did
about.
Did this pop your cherry?
It did on, okay. on the most boring death scene I think I've ever witnessed.
You know how they say losing your virginity usually tends to be an awkward and bad experience?
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
About this movie.
Same. It's not my first experience in slow-mo, but wow.
Oh, but how slow-mo it was, boy.
Yeah, that's my first.
Ooh.
So
all these people who are there.
So it's Papa Doc, the couple, another, like, a doctor and his wife, and then Papa Doc's, like, mistress.
No, she's his daughter, isn't she?
No, so the couple.
Yeah.
The couple, that's his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lovely is his, like, mistress that everyone slept around with.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Or are they, or is it his daughter? I don't know.
Well, I
don't think it
legitimately
ever explained.
Have no idea.
All I know is at one point he says she's like trying to sleep around with one of the guys, and he says that Papa Doc will kill them if he finds out.
Mm-hmm.
So she's obviously important to Papa Doc, whether she's daughter or.
I more assumed that she said that because Papa Doc would be annoyed. If, you know, his daughter was being cheat on, whatever, because, okay, whatever.
Yeah, but he's all upset when, well, anyway, we'll get to it. I don't know. It doesn't matter who she is, but that's just who's at the house.
You know who she is? She thirsty. That's who she is.
So first it shows one of the guys from the car crash survived, and he's chasing the kids.
And he keeps saying, like, I gotta stop them.
He knows what's going on.
We don't, but, you know.
So, yes. Will. Now, Lovely. Her name is actually Lovely in the movie. Yeah. They don't.
Also, like, all of these guys, well, the men who are there, at least, the two men, are all trying to, like, I guess, impress Papa Doc.
Yeah.
So they can get, like, some fancy new position.
It's like a job out in, like, San Diego or San Francisco.
And one of the guys is, like, this middle-aged, balding man whose name is Harvey.
The doctor, yeah.
Yeah, and he's, like, I guess he fucks up because they get to, like, the lodge and his wife is like, well, Harvey, you blew it.
Because
he's, you know, he didn't do anything.
So then...
Then we meet Ralph.
Ralph is the groundskeeper for the lodge.
Yes, and he's slow.
Yes.
For some reason.
Well, for plot convenience. I don't know why they... It's, like, it's weird how, like, some of these movies, like, they feel the need to have to make the groundskeepers kind of, like, slow. Like, they... It's weird. Like,
is that from something?
I don't know.
Like, what was the first movie that had, like, the slow groundskeeper?
Well, because you think of, like, even, like, Igor. Like,
yeah.
He was, like, probably kind of mentally deficient.
Is everyone just ripping that
off? I don't know why. Like, I don't get it. Why does the helper always have to be kind of, like... Even in movies we've watched on this podcast, we always get, like, groundskeeper that's, like, kind of, like, dumb and,
well,
like...
Well, it's because the movies we watch below are quality.
Oh, well, clearly.
Quality.
Yes.
But there is one reason. Because, see, if you make him slow, then you can have the riveting scene where Lovely...
Tries to seduce him?
Real name, Lovely. Tries to seduce him.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a very special scene.
She tells him to put, like, her suitcases in the corner, and then tells him to brush her hair.
And then when he starts, like, you know, being awkward, she's like, rub my feet.
Take off my shoes. Rub my feet.
Rub my feet. And then you're strong.
I bet you're strong. Pick me up.
Pick me up. Now lie me down on the bed.
Now lay down on the bed. And he lays, like, belly down on the bed.
And she's like, have you ever had a woman?
Have you ever made love to a woman?
Have you ever wanted to make love to a woman?
And he's like, He's take like, off your shirt. I have a mom and a dog and bunnies.
Take off your shirt. Take off your pants. And then the
daughter?
Papa Doc's daughter walks in and freaks out, tells Ralph to put his pants on and leave. And
they get into it because
they have a cat fight.
Because the daughter is basically like, you can't take advantage of people like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, also, like, she starts saying that. And then she says, like...
Oh, I slept with your boyfriend
or whatever.
Yeah.
I've had him before. I could have him again whenever I want to. And they start fighting.
Yep. Well, but not just any fighting. Like, really bad fighting. Like...
I expect no less.
It was like, it was like Doll Squad level.
No, it was like... It was legitimately, like, play fighting.
Yeah. Like, they were just wrestling around.
Shoving and, like, pushing.
And weird, like, close-ups when they would, like, slap each other. Like, it would be, like, them, like, coming towards the camera.
Yeah.
And, like, swiping the screen, the lens.
And eventually, Harvey's, the doctor's wife, walks in and is just, like, laughing. Like, what are you guys doing? I don't know what they said. They're, like... We're just goofing around.
Well, we're just having a little bit of fun because, like, that's what she had said when the daughter walked in on her with Ralph with his pants down.
Yeah. So, and then the woman's like, okay, whatever turns you guys on, and just leaves, and we're like,
okay.
This is very normal, okay.
And then it immediately cuts to Ralph talking to his bunnies.
Yes, and talking about how he has to make the food and all this other stuff. And then...
Oh, and how Papa Doc didn't like his stuff.
Yeah.
Too spiced.
Too spiced.
It was too spiced.
Because Papa Doc is a bitch.
And he was... If I just use two spices, it won't matter how much I use.
What's that mean?
I have no idea.
We both cook. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know, because it's not like you can just willy-nilly just add a bunch of salt or pepper to something.
Apparently you can.
No, if you had too much salt, it's going to be salty. No,
well, as long as you just use two spices.
You can use as much as you want.
As much as you want.
As much as you want. So
it doesn't matter if one of those spices.
Cooking tips from Team Cone. When you're using salt and pepper, only if you're using salt and pepper. I don't want to see any garlic powder or onion powder or garlic salt.
As long as you use two.
Celery seed, you have to use two.
Two.
For example, salt and pepper. You can use as much as you fucking want.
You can have a billion kidney stones.
Just take a pint of salt and just dump it right into your recipe. Mm-hmm. Because you can salt it for days if you only use salt and pepper.
Yep. Just, as long as it's two. So you could use like salt and then like fucking crushed up ghost pepper flakes. As long as it's two, you're fine.
You can use as much as you want.
You're fine.
Won't be spicy at all.
Then, after this nonsense...
Sorry.
That's fine. After this nonsense...
So the kids come to the resort.
The kids show up.
They come to the door, and I guess the guy that was chasing them catches up with them?
Yes. Oh. This is where it begins. This is where it begins.
Oh, this is where the movie decided to go just... Borked.
No, this is where the movie... This is when the movie shows its hand. Let's put it that way, okay?
When it's like, you know what? Let's get into the plot.
It's like a poker game. Up until now, they're bluffing. This is when the movie shows you that it has nothing.
Nothing. It has just random cards.
It doesn't even have...
If it was poker, it would have just random cards that wouldn't win ever.
It doesn't even have a double.
Mm-mm.
Okay? It has nothing. Fucking nothing. It's literally just like four or five, like six.
Different
nothing.
Suits. Different, yeah, everything. Just nothing in the tan.
And you're just like, oh. That was us. So, they keep talking about how, we need to take care of him. And then one was like, oh, I know. I know how to do it.
And this is all voiceover, by the way. This,
then
like,
we get...
they're all walking.
It goes black and white.
And then we get, like, a pitchfork on the ground.
Slow motion.
Like, coming up.
We get a hammer coming up, slow motion. And we see someone dressed like a fucking ghost.
And then the guy is already in there, and they just, like...
Well, he comes in.
They, like, sweep his leg.
No, she smacks him. The ghost person smacks him.
Now, by the way, this is all...
No, she doesn't smack him. She stabs him. with the pitchfork.
This is all in slow-mo, so...
And black and white.
So while we're saying this, just imagine the scene in slow-mo. No,
we'll tell you the length, don't you worry.
Oh, we recorded the length. I wanted to know how long this scene was, and I will reveal it to you at the end of this discussion.
Here's what you get. That's what you get. In black and white, with slow motion.
Like, them, like, slowly hitting him.
Until he dies. Now!
Presumably.
Imagine that!
Because they still, like, take him and, like...
My ass. He's dead. Like we were dead. But here's the important part. That nonsense that you just heard goes on for 5 minutes. We timed it.
If you don't lose a little bit of sanity watching this scene, you are ungodly. You are inhuman.
Well, can I ask a perfectly logical question? Why?
A 5 minute slow-mo death scene slow where you motion, can't see anything.
Black and white, and the room is like dark.
It's like, it's not even comically
no.
funny. Like,
no, it is at first.
It is at first because when he first gets knocked down, it's like, oh, and I was like, okay, that's okay. And then
it was funny because
we were past the 30-second mark, and I was like, okay, now it needs to end.
We're past the 2-minute mark, and we're just like, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off.
And at the 5-minute mark, I wanted to kill myself.
Okay, can I? There's so much wrong with this.
Yeah.
Okay, look, you want to make a movie about kids murdering adults, okay? Presumably. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No.
Shut the fuck up, boy. I got something to say.
Okay.
Presumably, you want this to be disturbing. Am I wrong?
No.
Okay.
No, you're not.
Now then, in your disturbing movie about kids murdering adults, why the fuck is the first death scene 5 minutes of why?
Where you can't see shit.
Wouldn't this be way more effective if he just walked in and they just beat the shit out of him in like normal speed?
And color,
and there was blood and like gore. Wouldn't that be better?
It'd be more
disturbing. Am I crazy here?
No, it'd be way more disturbing.
Someone please remake this nonsense. Like, I don't understand the decisions that were made to film this scene. I legitimately don't get what the fuck they were thinking.
They weren't thinking, that's the problem.
Are you sure? Someone consciously decided this has to be in slow motion.
What?
5 minutes!
Well, okay, I get the slow motion. That's fine. Don't make it 5 minutes long. I've never seen a movie where they do a slow-mo scene for 5 straight minutes.
5 minutes.
I've seen some where they do, like, maybe two.
Maybe two.
But usually slow-mo scenes don't even last that long.
No. They'll last, like, 10 seconds at most. Not 5 minutes.
It's 5 minutes of just slow-mo.
It's like before they released this, presumably somebody watched it. Like, you know.
I could literally feel my brain turning into soup while watching this fucking scene.
This is the first death scene.
Yeah.
That's their tell. This is when they show their hand. This is when we knew this is hopeless.
This is fucking stupid.
Up until now, it was stupid. But boy, this scene just...
It was stupid, but kind of enjoyable. And then this was just like the turning point where it just went just...
This was a turning
wrong
point
direction.
When we knew that we have to just... We can't, like, expect this to get good.
And it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't.
So you have to settle into the shit.
Alright. So now we get into the real shit here. So the girl and the guy are, like, getting ready for bed. And the girl is like,
did you really sleep with...
No.
Lovely? She says... Have you laid her?
Oh, have you laid her? Yeah, that's right. Have you laid Lovely?
And he's like, what are you talking about? She's like, have you slept with her? He's like, well, yeah, everyone has.
And then they start chasing each other around and giggling and then have sex.
With...
Oh, just... and the fucking... I'm surprised it wasn't in slow motion.
Oh, the smooth jazz, Will.
The and smooth just rolling jazz. Around on the bed and making out terribly, overacting the shit out of it. It's great.
Oh, it's so emotional.
So, and then it gets the guy talking to Lovely.
This is where the kids show up.
Yeah, so the guy's talking to Lovely about something, I can't even remember, but... And then the kids get to the lodge, mm-hmm. and they convince...
Well, they not show up, this is when the adults find them.
Right, and they're just in the lodge.
They're in one of the rooms.
Yeah.
And is it Lovely that finds them?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, it's not Lovely, it's
Oh, the drunk woman.
She finds them. And she screams and is like, there's people in there, little people. I'm like, oh, you mean...
Oh, no, sorry, it wasn't the guy talking to Lovely, it was the doctor talking to his wife and trying to get him to...
Get her to have sex?
Have sex, because he's lonely and yeah. She, like, won't even give him the time of day. It's not really an important scene, but...
I think she has female whiskey dick.
I don't know.
She's drunk through literally the whole movie.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if it's bright daylight and they just woke up. She's already boozing. So, yeah.
Anyway, the kids...
show up.
The kids say they're cold, so they kind of bring them in. And then one of them says they're sick, so yep. They go to take care of them. And then, for no reason, we get a scene of the couple just tubing.
No, don't forget. So, one of them is like, why is that kid talking about the kid who's dressed up and acting like a soldier. He's carrying a toy gun the whole time, by the way.
Yeah.
He's like, what is he doing? He's like, you ever play soldier growing up? To Papa Doc. Papa Doc's like, no, I was too busy working. He's like, you sure? Because you're still playing soldier. He's like...
Burn!
Roasted!
Burn!
Because then he just, like, gets pissed off and...
Now, the whole time the daughter's been trying to convince the guy... That Papa Doc is nice, and that he doesn't really need... That they're on vacation, and he doesn't really need to work.
Which is weird, because, like, I don't get the point of any of this.
I don't either. And she's
he invited them on vacation to work for what?
They never do any work.
They never, quote-unquote, work.
They never do any work.
Ever.
It never shows them doing anything.
He sits next to his fucking piranha tank with his fucking cigar the whole time.
And the goldfish... We'll get to that. So, let's see. So then, she's trying to convince him to, like, you know, kind of relax and not, like, worry about it too much.
Then we get a scene.
And they go tubing.
Yeah.
And then we get the doctor working out.
Oh,
and, yelling at his wife.
Well, he's talking. He's like...
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you know, lifting. He's, like, doing this fucking, like... That thing where you, like, grab the bar and you pull it down. And he's just like, $60,000 a year. 2 bank accounts. Like, savings account.
And then
401k.
I love how he starts using the stirrup machine, like, the wrong way.
Okay. He, like, it's like, the machine's, like, to his back. And he's, like, clumsily pushing them out. Like, clumsily. And his wife's there, and he's just like, what, you run out of booze? And he's just, 401k. That's how I work out.
Oh my God.
I just lift weights and keep spouting off, like, vague finance terms, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, bank account.
And then he goes into his room and starts getting dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michael or whatever is what's the kid, the weird kid's name? They're all weird, but like
I don't remember.
But this is where they like you kind of get an introduction to how like they're supposed to be evil.
Oh, we also had a short scene earlier where we found out that the guy they killed, the one from the van, he was a worker for like the state mental hospital.
Yeah.
So
message.
That's who the kids are.
So the kid is talking to the doctor
and
he's
like, my parents died. No, not my parents died. Like. We got into a car accident, and I'm just like,
Yeah, we already know.
You guys literally told them this, like 5 minutes ago.
The movie showed it already, and you told them.
Yeah.
And
he starts telling him that, like, he's an actor.
Well, and he also says something, like, weird. Like, he, like, reaches over to the fabric. Like his,
green is a good color.
Like, the doctor's wife's clothes are on the bed, and
yeah.
He, like, feels them, and he's like, green is a good color.
Yeah.
But this outfit has no class.
Yeah.
Or something like that. It's just weird.
And the doctor's just fine with it.
Yep.
Then we get... They go to dinner. All of them. And the fucking girl who's fucking cosplaying as a nun does the prayers and blah, blah, blah.
And, you know, Papa Doc yells at one of the kids for... Because he knows about his car. Because they said they checked out his car.
And... He's like, I checked out your car. It's nice. Don't ever touch my car. Like,
but I know a lot about cars. I know all about that one and leave it alone.
And they're just, and you know, they're just yelling at each other the whole
dinner.
Then we
get a random scene where they're messing around with the generator and setting up
a trap.
I guess a trap.
A trap?
Because this is like,
it's a trap!
This is like, you know, Home Alone, but like bad boy style. Home Alone, but in reverse, where you want to like kill everyone in the house.
Have you seen Straw Dogs?
Yes.
It's a much better movie.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Miles better.
Yeah.
Leagues.
We can't talk about good movies, though.
No. Why would we do that? So this is not that podcast.
They fuck with a generator, set up a trap, and...
And Papa Doc yells at the groundskeeper.
To, like, the house is cold. Check the generator.
Because the groundskeeper is... Oh, we forgot the scene where the groundskeeper is doing dishes...
Oh, yeah.
And the nun tries to help, and then the soldier boy comes in and is like, you'd make a good paratrooper. Like,
a little fat.
You're a little fat.
But you'd make a good paratrooper.
Don't you think he'd make a good paratrooper? And the nun just freaks out and is like,
no!
It's just like, whoa, okay. It never explains this scene.
You want me to tell you?
Hmm.
I'll tell you once we explain what happens to him.
Okay.
It's a very dumb joke. That's what it is. So... They, you know, they're like, what did you do to her? Blah, blah, blah. Go fix the generator.
And it's cold in here. Go fix the generator.
He messes with the generator. He's like, who would do this? Who would do a thing like this? And he turns it on.
Plugs it in. And then...
suddenly, like, he gets, like, lifted up.
And hung.
So it's like, he didn't notice...
Something around his neck?
That he literally put his, like, fucking head into, like, a rope. And when he turned on the generator, it hangs him. Now I will explain to you the paratrooper thing. Where do paratroopers come from?
The Air Force?
Tell me, well, how do paratroopers get on the ground?
They jump out of
the
plane.
Yeah, boy! Get it? He's in the air.
Mm.
He's a paratrooper. You know what that is? That's a knee slapper. That's what that is.
Okay. Now, can I just go into more?
No.
I just want to...
Please.
Understand...
Please.
How... Okay, even if you're a little slow...
Yes.
How do you walk into a room where there's an obvious trap around your neck...
Yes.
And bend down...
Yes.
Still not knowing that thing is around your neck...
Yes.
Plug in the thing...
Yes.
And then get hung by said thing that was around your neck for probably a good, like, 3-4 minutes.
Yes.
How do you not notice something around your neck?
Because...
And how... Okay, he walks in and then gets hung.
Yes.
Like, the same scene.
Yes.
So, how in the fuck did he even get his head in the thing?
Well, I have no idea.
How does he get hung? There is no fucking way that would have happened.
Well, this is the same movie... Where we had to sit through a 5-minute long slow motion death scene.
That's true. So there's no logic to it, but
Will,
I don't get it.
Will, you should be thankful that that whole scene was in slow motion. Because they could have done that.
Oh.
So yeah.
Thank God. So the couple gets back from tubing, and they go and they're like trying to raid the bar. And they say they're going to drink some of Papa Doc's because...
Expensive wine. Because
the guy's all about, like, you know, fuck Papa Doc now because his wife...
I don't want the job.
Yeah.
So they go and drink some wine, and the wife is like, those kids are really weird, you know? Have you noticed how weird they are?
And he's like, yeah, they are kind of weird.
But what's funny is nobody else notices this.
And so Lovely comes down to the wine cellar and talks to him, and she's like, no, the kids aren't weird, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
So they're also... Okay.
And now the kids start acting even weirder.
So the adults, except for the man and the woman, the couple, are all sitting in, like, this lobby, whatever, living room. And they are all sitting here with the kids. Harvey, the doctor, is playing chess with the fucking wannabe actor kid.
Yeah.
Who is getting more and more, like, pissed off and angry.
He's getting more... because he's getting more cocky.
Yeah.
Because he thinks he's going to win chess. Yeah.
So, he loses.
Harvey, like, whoops his ass because Harvey makes him think he's winning and then he's not.
And the kid, like...
Although, before you say the last scene... Yeah. I do have to mention one of the scenes. The kid takes the horse, one of, like, Harvey's horse, and he tries to set it up on the thing and, like, fumbles with it, and, like the actor got, like...
Spooked?
Yeah, a little spooked, because he, like, jumps when it, like, knocks over, and he, like, knows he fucked up.
But they kept it in. Why not? So, he loses, and he, like, smacks all the chess pieces off, all pissed off, and nobody's weirded out.
And Harvey's okay with that.
Whatever. The military boy is, like, gambling with one of the girls, and he's getting, like, angry and more, like, mean.
He's like, I'm gonna pop you in the mouth.
If you don't give me those dice, I'm gonna pop you in the mouth. Nobody's weirded out. Fine.
One of the kids goes over to Papa Doc, who's sitting and reading a newspaper.
And he's like, what are those? They have teeth. She's talking like, there's a fish tank. It's like, those are piranhas.
Piranhas.
Mm-hmm.
Not piranhas. Well, this is a special species called piranhas.
Well, what does he feed the piranhas?
He feeds the piranhas goldfish. Goldfish.
Goldfish for the piranhas.
I'm surprised they didn't go with ghouly fish.
I wish. But, you know.
And those
piranhas... No one's read it out, by the way. Weird the kids are acting.
Don't worry, those piranhas will come back into play.
Good luck explaining that scene. Good luck! Good luck!
I can't explain any of the
death scenes. I wish you luck trying to logically, in your head, explain to me any of that scene.
Alright.
But...
So then we get a scene of the guy from the couple taking a shower... Lovely tries to seduce him.
No, before this, one of the kids is talking to the drunk woman, the wife of the doctor, and they're suddenly friendly for no reason, and the woman is like, do you want to come sleep with us? She's like, okay, thank you. So she, like, goes and lays on the bed, and then Harvey comes in all, like, annoyed. He's like, what are you doing? Why is she here? I thought, you know, we were alone and we were finally gonna, you know. It's like, no, Harvey. I have a headache and I have, like, a bad throat. I have a bad knee. I have a bad back. And I have gout coming on.
Sounds like Policewoman when she, like, the old woman, like, every time the boyfriend would try and sleep with her. No, I have a headache and my back hurts.
You know, I would think there is an underage girl in her bed. Would be plenty reason.
Yeah.
Do you think?
He wants to mack on her while there's a fucking underage kid.
But he's still annoyed.
Whatever. So is this where they get the kid of the cross-dresser?
No, this is when Lovely tries to seduce...
Oh, the guy,
Our guy. The guy, TM.
And he tries to get his pants on, she keeps stepping on him, and then
he has a towel wrapped around him. And she keeps, like, grabbing it. And he's like, no, no. And she's just like, yes, yes.
And then she eventually pulls it off and, like, keeps stepping on his clothes. And he picks her up and takes her into the bed.
And then just, like, closes the door. And I'm just like, what?
End scene.
At first I was like, is he gonna, like, cheat on his girlfriend? But no. He just picks her up and sets her on the bed. Because the
next scene, he's just finding Ralph for no reason.
Well, because it's cold.
Right.
It's cold in the house.
So he goes and...
He finds Ralph. Ralph is dead. And they, the guy is immediately, like, suspicious of the kids. Because they're weird. Everyone else is just like, no, they're fine. What are you talking about?
Right? So then it gets colder and colder. And Ralph Harvey. This is where. I stopped taking notes here. So
for some reason, oh yeah, because I guess they need fire. So they need Papa wood. Doc's
a dick, and he's like, "Hey, Harvey, go get some wood."
And Harvey's like, "I want the job, and I want it for double my salary, and I'm gonna go chop the wood, not because you told me to, but because I want to chop it."
And he takes the weird ass kid with him.
Well, the kid just shows up.
Yeah,
Harvey's chopping wood. And immediately I'm like, nothing bad is going to happen in this scene.
No. An axe, a crazy kid, and a guy who's making fun of the crazy kid.
The kid keeps chopping.
And Harvey's like, come on, you got to give it. You
swing like an old woman.
Yeah.
You got to do better than that. And it keeps going and going and going and going and going. And eventually, Harvey like bends over.
To pick up the wood. And then in slow-mo.
The kid in slow-mo smacks him.
Brings up the axe and then just like smacks him in the back.
And then we see some blood, but then we get a
freeze frame.
A close up of Harvey's face.
And it zooms in on his eyes.
And it's still. It's a freeze frame.
Yep. And then it immediately cuts to them finding him.
That's it. That is it. And the kid is there and he's like, he's accusing another kid. He's like, he threw the axe at him.
No, he's, yeah, someone in the woods threw an axe, like a prowler. Threw an axe at him.
Dumb.
And,
stupid. Stupid.
So you might have to lead. Because I was too bewildered to just... I was lost.
Bathtub. At this point.
Yes. So then... They're all freaking out. And like... Harvey's wife says...
The car. Because they were going to leave and go to town to report this.
Yeah, something's cut someone on the car. They fucked with the car.
Shockingly, someone sabotaged the car. And the phone is down. The phone lines are dead.
So
they're all talking. They talk
to Harvey's wife, and she's now sad because Harvey's
he finally stood up for himself.
Yeah, and she was so proud of him, and then he died.
Now he's gone. So they're all sitting in a room, and the main guy is like, we all have to stick together and stay in one place. And immediately... Because...
It's how horror movies work.
This is how good movies work, okay? Some character says, let's all stick together, and immediately another person, for no reason, is like, I don't wanna.
No.
It's basically just, I don't wanna.
Yeah.
In your most bratty voice, I don't wanna.
And then Lovely is like, I don't wanna.
What is her excuse? Go
take a bath.
A bath.
She wants to go take a bath.
Well, she gets a bath. She goes in the bathtub, and the nun girl shows up and starts... Apparently, she's very strong.
I'm going to go off in a second, so...
Don't worry about it. Apparently, she's very strong.
Yeah.
Because she dunks her fucking face in the water.
Yep, and then one of the kids pours a bucket of the piranhas into the tub. Okay.
And the piranhas...
Eat the girl while she's drowning?
Yes.
And, okay, I have many questions.
Well, I have one question. How? Piranhas were in the room with the adults.
Where everyone was talking.
Surely someone would have noticed if two kids with a bucket
decided to... How'd they harvest the piranhas?
From thin air, boy.
They just reached in there and grabbed the piranhas. The tank was still full when we see it next time.
Yes.
So they didn't drain the tank.
You know what that is? Do you want me to tell you what that is? That is lazy.
Now, even lazier, and if you think about it more, while she was drowning the girl with all the piranhas in there, how the fuck did her hand not get bit?
Because they ran out of ketchup.
God, this scene, it makes none of the death scenes make any, the only ones that make sense are like Harvey and the last two.
The fire one?
Well, the fire one kind of makes sense. So only two death scenes don't make any goddamn sense, but the rest are just fucking stupid. So.
Lazy.
They kill her and they start dragging her out the window.
Yes, and...
someone hears it, and they
find out, and then Papa Doc sees them dragging her off, and he gets pissed, and everyone's trying to stop him. He just knocks the fucking main dude the fuck out and runs out there with a stick.
And he runs into, like, another guest house, I guess?
It's, like, another cabin.
Oh, my God, this fucking scene. Okay, never mind. This is, like, another fucking just ridiculously stupid scene.
This scene is legitimately, like, facepalm worthy.
So, they've rigged up a giant swing with a scythe on it.
A scythe on the end.
So Papa Doc opens the door and is like, I'm gonna kill all of you!
And then they close the door.
And the girl closes the door. And then we get a slow-mo scene of the military kid literally swinging on a scythe swing, just swinging into Papa
and
Doc.
And yelling, ah! In slow motion. And he hits him. And Papa Doc, like, fucking flies out the window.
Knocks him into oblivion. Doesn't even stab him. It just, like, just knocks him the fuck. It just, like, out the door.
Flies out the window. Out the door. It's so dumb.
It's so dumb.
It's so stupid.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, I told you it would work. There's, like, a bunch of banter between the kids that I am not even going to mention because I would rather lick a toilet than think about that dialogue again.
And one of the kids is a cross-dresser for no reason. He literally has no...
Because he's an actor.
Yeah.
Apparently. Actors cross-dress or something.
So then they all go out and all the kids are like, they all have the guns and they're like shooting them all over the place.
Well then,
they go out to look for Papa Doc and like...
So, okay. Okay, no, so... They go and...
This is where the girl gets lit on fire, yes. Right?
So she's just sitting on, like, a couch. And the kids come in and they tell her to go outside. And she listens for some reason.
Because of the girl. The girl that she let sleep on the bed.
Yes.
Because apparently they have a connection. And so she goes outside and they're like... the girl's standing there and the woman's like... Like, come inside, it's cold and everything. And, like, the girl's like, you didn't love me. And they're all like, murder her! Murder her! And they pour gasoline all over her. And then the girl lights, like, the lighter and is like, why didn't you love me? And, like, the woman's like, I did love you. I do love you. And she just throws the lighter on her. And then she gets set on fire and dies.
She turns into a lovely piece of coal at the end, though.
Oh, yeah. So then... So then we get... So, understandably, the couple is freaked out.
No
because
shit.
Because there's a bunch of deaths.
But then they're like, we should go to the boat.
And yeah,
there's like
and
a
there's...
boat on a trailer in the middle of the woods, and I'm thinking...
In the fucking middle of winter, don't...
I'm thinking, what in the world are you going to do with it?
That fucking boat would be on ice. It wouldn't even be out.
It's not even in water. It's on a trailer. Like, what are you going to do
so
with it?
So they try and push it, and nothing happens,
and then
obviously.
They get shot at, and... well,
they run in the house and barricade themselves in. Sorry, I'm rushing a little bit.
So, okay, yeah, they...
They
lock
barricade themselves in.
And the kids are like,
they're gonna
let's go get some food.
Yeah. They're going to try and survive for the night.
Because in the morning, the snow piles will be here, and then they'll do something.
And then it cuts to a scene of one of the kids climbing on a ladder in slow-mo.
In slow-mo. He climbs on the ladder.
Now, here's the other thing, Alex. Did you notice that he didn't have a spear while he was climbing up this ladder?
Yes.
He didn't have a spear.
He did, Will. It was up his ass.
Apparently, because he just produces one out of fucking thin air and throws it through the window.
He had it up his ass.
He
pulled it out of his ass.
Now, this defies logic.
So he...
Because I don't know if you've ever tried to break a window, but I don't think literally being inches from the window...
Oh, it does.
...and throwing a spear, would not break the glass.
It breaks the glass and kills the wife.
How?
Magic.
How?
Magic.
How?
Magic,
boy. You can't break a glass with a fucking spear when you're inches from it.
You also can't steal piranhas from fucking...
Piranhas, thank you very much.
From full view of a whole room of adults.
I think she even throws a goldfish in there.
Because why not?
Yeah.
And
it's just... Oh, God, I hate this scene.
She's dead. The husband's pissed off. And I was like, please. Please... Please have him murder all the kids. Please.
Wow, we've gotten to that dark point where we actually want to see him murder the kids.
Look, if this was a real movie, they would have done that. Okay.
That would have been extreme.
They would have given us the satisfaction. But no. So, they build them up. And also, there's like this weird moment when the kids are like building a snowman out of Papa Doc.
Yeah, they're like throwing snow all around Papa Doc and making a snowman out of him.
It's like, okay.
So the guy gets all ready and like he's like, he sees a gun now. He dresses up and everything. And like sneaks out the front door and sees the gun on like the picnic table. Yeah. And I'm like, why would they leave a gun out? And we know why now. Because
he's going to murder them. But no.
No.
He hits a bear trap. He falls. His hand hits another bear trap.
And then
the other hand hits another bear trap.
And he's just trapped. But it doesn't show it like how they kill him.
They cut his throat. He's sitting there and, well, he's laying there and one of the nun girl like walks up to him and says something and then just cuts his throat. And then we get a scene of, they have, like, all the dead bodies set up, like, for some reason. And one of them, they even have, like, the burnt body. It's just, like, they're all just sitting there for some reason.
Yeah.
And they're like, we have to go. We have to go to a new place. And one of them even says, like, we're gonna have more toys. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
And then we get the credits, and it says, The Beginning.
Yeah, they had the audacity to make a shit movie and call it The Beginning at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but your film has to be way more competent to put the beginning of any anthology series.
Who needs that, Will?
Did they actually think they were going to be able to make sequels to this?
I highly doubt it.
Why?
I highly doubt anyone thought anything.
Like, what studio would be stupid enough to be like, this movie's great, let's build a franchise off of it?
Franchise of the murdering kids.
Yeah, we've already done that with Children of the Corn. There's way too many of those, so.
Yeah, well, those movies switch their fucking characters, like, every movie, because it's like, oh, well. Eh. Fuck this.
Oh, God, I just hated this movie. There's so much to hate about this movie. I can't. Sorry, what are your final thoughts?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I need to think. Yours.
Mine are that this movie is just, we say this a lot on the show, but this movie's trash. This movie is absolute garbage. It makes no goddamn sense. Most of the death scenes don't make any sense. They're as ridiculous as that fucking movie where he turns off the light switch and gets electrocuted.
I got a lot of memories of that movie.
Legacy of Blood.
This reminds me of that a lot.
It was like Legacy of Blood.
Yeah.
Because the death scenes are pretty similar, but like, just the piranha, like, death scene and the chucking a spear through, like, a pane glass window inches from your face, like, and just everything, and the fucking and don't even get me started on the 5-minute
slow-mo
death scene. That is the most boring shit I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, that scene is irredeemable. That is like, you do not do that in a fucking movie.
Nope.
It's fucking boring as shit to watch. I hate this movie. Those are my final thoughts. Fuck this movie.
Here's what I'll say.
Okay, your final thoughts. Sorry, mine was a little passionate.
I could make a better movie than this.
I think we both
could. Here's the thing. Here's what annoys me about this dumb piece of crap, okay? It's the setup is simple. You have disturbed kids murdering people, okay? Simple. Kids who just don't give a shit, have no empathy, no sympathy, nothing, murdering people who are just, like, completely unsuspecting.
Kind of a good plot if you want something disturbing.
That's simple. Yeah. If anybody, if you gave this to, like, I don't know, anybody, this is the 70s, so let's say you give this to the guy who made The Exorcist, or you give this to Tobe Hooper, who made Texas Chainsaw Massacre. If you gave this to one of those people, you would have, like, a great fucking movie. You'd have something disturbing and interesting. But no. We can't have that. It's just dumb. Like, again, a movie about kids murdering people shouldn't... You shouldn't watch it and be like, eh.
Yeah, you shouldn't be bored.
You shouldn't just be like, eh.
No.
Like, I don't know. There's just so... They could have done so much more with this.
It had a lot of potential, yeah, it did.
They could have done so much more. And it's not even budget. I don't give a shit how cheap it is. Like, you don't need budget to make this work.
But, like, they have a... It's a fucking movie about murdering kids, but they murder people with piranhas.
And yes, like piranhas.
Chucking a spear at one of them. Yep. And, like, a scythe swing.
Wouldn't it be more disturbing... Like, they tried this, and it's so half-assed. Like, the whole, like, you know, connection that the drunk woman has with one of the kids. Like, okay, if, again, if the person who made this had a brain, here's what you would do. You would set that connection up, like, early on in the movie.
Yeah.
So that it almost, like, fools the audience.
Because it's the movie makes you believe that this girl,
yeah.
the little girl,
yeah.
hadn't killed anyone before.
That she was, like...
She was friendly. She was the one that hadn't yeah. killed anyone.
So here's what you do. Early on in the movie, you set up a connection and you fool the audience.
And you also fucking explain that she hasn't killed anyone.
Exactly.
Yet.
And you fool the audience into thinking that she's not bad, that she's not a murderer, and that there's like a connection. You show them being friendly, blah, blah, blah. And then you get that scene where she lights her on fire. And it works, because by that point you're invested. But
that,
no!
See, that would be shocking in a competent movie.
Exactly.
That would be shocking.
That first scene? Get rid of the slow-mo. Just have them, like... Have them, like, let's say this. I'll even set this shit up for you, okay? He walks into the room, and they all just surround him. And they all, like, have, like, a weapon. And they just beat the shit out of him.
Or he walks in, and one of them is acting all innocent.
Yeah.
While, one of them walks up behind yeah. him and, like...
And they just, one by one, beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
No slow motion.
And take turns, maybe.
Have, like, the scene be 30 seconds, tops, at the most. And just have it be just enough to, like, where it's shocking.
Or,
yeah.
even more disturbing, maybe have one of them kill him and have, like, have him fucking enjoy the entire thing.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. Like, they kind of... It's half-assed, but, like... They kind of did that with a scene where, like, they're playing with the dead body of Papa Doc, where it's, like, they're just kind of showing that they don't care. But it's, like, by that point, there is literally 2 minutes of the movie left.
Yeah.
You want to do that shit, like, early, where you show them, like, enjoying the act of murdering people.
Well, and, like, I even think it would be cool to delve more into, like, the fact that they...
The psychology of it?
Well, yeah, the psychology. Why they were all yeah. fucked up. And it would have been more disturbing if they would have played with them as dolls at, like...
Toys.
Anywhere
yeah.
anywhere in the movie except for the end.
Yeah.
Cause
like that's another thing. Like they don't
they wait to reveal that they play with them like the dead bodies as dolls
at
until the end of the movie.
The end of the movie.
Like I would not do that at the end of the movie. I would establish that like almost like the first death.
Yeah.
Like that they use them as dolls, because that's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Using dead people as dolls.
Well, just like show that they don't care.
Yeah.
Like, show them kill people and then, like, play with them and like...
They have no empathy.
Joke around, like, treat it like it's a joke to them. But it's just, like...
But it's, like...
Nothing!
Everything this movie tried to set up fell way too short.
No, it's bullshit.
Like, cause, like
because,
even the connection where, like, the girl lights the girl on fire, I didn't really feel they were, like, that connected.
She
let her sleep in her bed once.
The connection is they are sitting at a table and she's, like... She just smiles and is like, do you want to stay in my room?
That's literally
it.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another thing you fix. Half of the movie's plot, quote unquote, is everybody trying to, like, impress Papa Doc.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit. No one cares. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, you know, if you watch, like, I don't know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, like... There isn't, like, a plot of, like, people trying to, like, fucking impress someone that takes up half the movie.
No.
Like, it's just simple.
Yeah.
I don't know. If it's a horror movie, it works better if it's simple, I think. I don't know.
No, I totally agree with you. I think...
Like, just have them there on vacation, right? Just a group of people on vacation having fun. And it's better because... Here's another problem. The whole... Everyone in this movie is an asshole.
You don't care about anyone in this movie.
Everyone's an asshole. If you make the movie where they're all, like, just normal people, normal, decent people, and they have horrible things happen to them, it's better.
Well, also, like, think it's about scarier. It. Like, being trapped in in the woods with a bunch of crazy kids that you think are normal at first.
Yeah.
Because, of course, like, your nurturing spirit would come in, and you'd be like, okay, yeah, we need to take care of these kids. Yeah. They could have established so much more. Here's the thing. It has so much potential, and I think that makes me angrier.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me angry. It could have been so good.
Because this is, like, you don't really get, I mean, there have been, like, obviously, movies about bad kids, but there haven't been, like, movies that are this blunt, I guess.
Yeah.
And this thing is just a fucking disappointment.
Yeah. A big old shit stain.
So many things, but nope.
Oh, man.
Instead, we get Devil Times 5.
God, I hope 74 gets better, man. Like, we've hit a fucking rough spot. The last two have just been, like, horrendous. Just fucking awful.
But, Will, if we hit a...
a bright spot, then we might hit more, even deeper.
Who needs bright spots?
What if we get worse?
Give me all the shit.
Ugh. I mean, I know that's what keeps this podcast alive, but I want to see some good, shitty movies. Not just shitty movies.
Well, not everything can be police women.
It's true. I wish it could, because that was beautiful.
Not every movie can hit that sweet spot.
Or Wonder Women.
Or Truck Stop Women.
Apparently, with a group of women.
Apparently, if you have women in the title... it just, I don't know. Who knows? But,
like, Doll Squad was shit. So, like, I mean, it's not a group of women. But Doll Squad
didn't have women in the title.
It's true. So it has to have women in the title.
Wonder Women, Police Women, and Truck Stop Women.
Yes.
So we've
cracked the code.
This is it.
If it has women in the title, you're good.
Yeah. So that's what we need, okay.
Okay.
You just need to look for movies that have women in the title.
Sweet.
Got it.
Perfect. yeah,
now,
so...
now, if you want to watch this nonsense...
don't, but if you do...
If you want to feel inspired...
if you want to torture yourself with that 5-minute slow-mo death scene, go right ahead. It's on Amazon Prime.
If you're an aspiring filmmaker and you want to see, like, what not to do, this is on Amazon Prime.
Yep, for free if you have free? Prime. You can rent it, but I don't know why you would.
If you want to rent it for, like... $3 or whatever, you know what? Be my guest. Yep. Have fun with it. Just be aware that you are probably throwing your money away.
I want to know if anyone had, like, if anyone except for us sat through that 5-minute, like, slow-mo scene.
Do you want me to shock you? There are fans of this movie.
Are there?
Yeah. There are, like, people who think this movie is genuinely disturbing and, like, effective. And... I want to
have a discussion with one of them.
I want to rub my balls in their face. If you think this shit is disturbing, I'm sorry.
It ain't.
Look, this isn't just me being, like, jaded and desensitized. There is nothing disturbing about this.
No, it's irredeemable.
I have seen kids' movies more disturbing.
Yeah.
The fucking Dark Crystal is more disturbing than this movie.
Yeah.
Okay?
Labyrinth is more
Willy
disturbing.
Wonka came out like 3 years before this. It's scarier than anything in this movie. Okay?
The scene where they're in the fucking candy tunnel?
Don't give me that shit. This isn't disturbing.
No.
The only thing is like... the best thing about this is the poster.
Yeah.
With like the kids and like the weird like eyes. That's it.
Yeah, it is cool, but it doesn't redeem this
movie. It sets you up for disappointment.
It does. But yeah, so that was,
Devil Times 5.
Devil Times 5.
AKA Tantrums. Which is a great title.
Well, as always, it's that time, I guess, for They Mostly Come Out at Night. This has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we will talk to you all later.
Bye!
This movie's shit!